I knew Harvey Dent. I was his friend. And it will be a very long time before someone inspires us the way he did. I believed in Harvey Dent.
Dr. Pavel, I'm CIA.
He wasn't alone.
You don't get to bring friends.
They're not my friends.
Don't worry. No charge for them.
And why would I want them?
They were trying to grab your prize. They worked for the mercenary. A masked man.
Bane.
Get him on board. I'll call it in. With the agency, that's me, my man, Dr. Pavel here, but only one of you. First one to talk gets to stay on my aircraft. Who paid you to grab Dr. Pavel? For a hired gun.
Or perhaps he's wondering why someone would shoot a man before throwing him out of a plane.
At least you can talk. Who are you?
It doesn't matter who we are. What matters is our plan. No one cared who I was till I put on the mask.
If I pull that off, will you die?
It would be extremely painful.
You're a big guy.
For you.
Was getting caught part of your plan?
Of course. Dr. Pavel refused our offer in favor of yours. We had to find out what he told you.
Nothing. I said nothing. Well, congratulations. You got yourself caught.
Sir?
Now what's the next step of your master plan?
Crashing this plane.
With no survivors. One of us in the wreckage, brother.
we started the fire.
Yes. The fire rises. Calm down, Doctor. Now is not the time for fear. That comes later.
Harvey Dent Day may not be our oldest public holiday, but we're here tonight because it's one of the most important. Harvey Dent's uncompromising stand against organized crime had made Gotham a safer place than it was at the time of his death 8 years ago. This city has seen a historic turnaround. No city is without crime, but this city is without organized crime because the Dent Act gave law enforcement teeth in its fight against the mob. Now, people are talking about repealing the Dent Act, and to them, I say, not on my watch. I want to thank the Wayne Foundation for hosting this event. I'm told Mr. Wayne couldn't be here tonight. I'm sure he's with us in spirit. And now I'm going to give way to an important voice.
Ever lay eyes on Wayne at one of these things?
No one has. Not in years.
But people put their faith in a murderous thug in a mask and a cape.
A thug who showed his true nature when he betrayed the trust of this great man and murdered him in cold blood.
Sweetheart, not so fast with the chow.
Jim Gordon.
Thank
can
you.
Tell you the truth about Harvey Dent. He could, but I'll let him tell you himself. Commissioner Gordon.
Have written a speech telling the truth about Harvey Dent. Maybe the time isn't right. Maybe right now, all you need to know is that there are 1,000 inmates in Blackgate Prison as a direct result of the Dent Act. These are violent criminals, essential cogs in the organized crime machine. Maybe for now, all I should say about the death of Harvey Dent is this. It has not been for nothing.
Did you see the guy who owns the house?
No, you know, I heard he never leaves these things.
You know, I heard he had an accident. Yeah, that he's disfigured.
Mr. Till. Why are your people using the main staircase? And where's Mrs. Bolton?
She's at the bar, so can I help?
The east drawing room. Unlock the door, put the tray on the table, lock the door again. Nothing more. I'm sorry, Miss Tate, I tried, but he won't see you.
And you know, you mustn't take it personally. Everyone knows that Wayne's holed up in there with 8-inch nails, peeing into mason jars. It's very good of you to let me on the ground. Why are you wasting your time trying to talk to a man who threw away your investment on some Save the World vanity project? You can't get your money back. I can.
I could try explaining that a Save the World project, vain or not, is worth investing in, Mr. Daggett. But you understand only money and the power you think it buys. So why waste my time, indeed?
Second shift reports in.
You should spend some more time with the mayor.
Well, that's your department.
Anyone shown him the crime stats?
He goes by his gut, and it continues to bother him no matter what the numbers.
Must be popular with his wife.
Not really. She took the kids and left for Cleveland.
He'll have plenty of time for visits. The mayor's going to dump him in the spring.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
But he's a hero.
A war hero. This is peacetime.
it is Mr. Wayne, isn't it? Although you don't have the long nails or the facial scars, sir.
What would they say about me?
Just that no one ever sees you.
That's a beautiful necklace. Reminds me of one that belonged to my mother. It can't be the same one. Because her pearls are in the safe. The manufacturer clearly explained is uncrackable.
Oops. Nobody told me it was uncrackable.
I'm afraid I can't let you take those.
Look, you wouldn't beat up a woman any more than I would beat up a cripple. Of course, sometimes exceptions have to be made. Good night, Mr. Wayne. Can I have a ride?
You read my mind. Let's go.
Miss Tate was asking to see you again.
She's very persistent.
And quite lovely, in case you were wondering.
Wasn't?
What are you doing?
Examining print dust. We've been robbed.
And this is your idea of sounding the alarm, is it?
She took the pearls, tracking device and all.
She?
One of the maids. Perhaps you should stop letting them in the side of the house.
Perhaps you should start learning to make your own bed. Why were you dusting for prints?
I wasn't. She was.
Sir, your Congressman Gilly's wife has been calling in. Apparently the congressman never made it home after the Wayne Foundation event.
That's a job for the police.
When you and Dent cleaned up the streets, you cleaned them good. Pretty soon we'll be chasing down overdue library books. Huh. And yet, here you are, like we're still at war.
What's your name, son?
Blake, sir.
You got something you want to ask me, Officer Blake?
It's about that night, this night, 8 years ago, the night Dent died. The last confirmed sighting of the Batman. He murders those people, takes down two SWAT teams, breaks Dent's neck, and then just vanishes.
I'm not hearing the questions.
Don't you want to know who he was?
I know exactly who he was. He was the Batman.
Let's go see about the congressman's wife.
Trying to find out more about our jewel thief. Ran her prints, unless she's lost a lot of weight. She was wearing someone else's fingerprints. She's good.
She may be, but we have a trace on the necklace.
We do. So I cross-referenced the address she went back to with police data on high-end B and E's. And, Selena Tyler. Databases are full of close calls, tips from fences. She's good, but the ground is shrinking beneath her feet.
We should send the police before she fences the purse.
She won't. She likes them too much. And they weren't what she was after.
What was she after?
My fingerprints. There was print of toner mixed with graphite on the safe. It gives a good pull and it's untraceable.
Fascinating. You two should exchange notes over coffee.
So now you're trying to set me up with a jewel thief.
At this point, I'd set you up with a chimpanzee if it brought you back to the world.
There's nothing out there for me.
And that's the problem. You hung up your cape and your cowl, but you didn't move on. You never went to find a life, to find someone.
Alfred, I did find someone.
I know, and you lost them. But that's all part of living, sir. But you're not living. You're just waiting, hoping for things to go bad again. Remember when you left Gotham? Before all this, before Batman, you were gone 7 years. 7 years I waited, hoping that you wouldn't come back. Every year, I took a holiday. I went to Florence. There's this cafe on the banks of the Arno. Every fine evening, I'd sit there and order a Ferni Branca. I had this fantasy that I would look across the tables and I'd see you there with a wife, maybe a couple of kids. You wouldn't say anything to me, nor me to you. But we both know that you'd made it, that you were happy. I never wanted you to come back to Gotham. I always knew there was nothing here for you except pain and tragedy. And I wanted something more for you than that. I still do.
I wash up here a couple of times a month, or more when it gets colder. Homeless, sheltering in the tunnels. Now, we pulled him from the basin, but other than that, we didn't touch him.
What? His name's Jimmy. He's from St. Swithin. It's the boys on my coast from Bowman.
Jimmy hadn't been around for months.
Now why?
Blake, you know why. He aged out.
We don't have the resources to keep boys on after 16.
Yeah, but I thought the Wayne Foundation gave money for them.
Not for the past couple of years.
He has a brother here, doesn't he?
Mark. I'll tell him.
I'd like to, if that's all right.
You know what he was doing down there in the tunnels?
A lot of guys were going down the tunnels when they age out. So you can live down there. Say there's work down there.
Work? What kind of work you gonna find in the sewers?
More than you can find up here, I guess.
So you know about him?
Of course. Do you think he's coming back?
I don't know.
You brought a date.
I like having someone around to open doors for me. Right hand, no partials.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm. That's a fast, handsome. You got something for me?
Oh, yes.
I don't know what you're planning to do with Mr. Wayne's prints, but I'm guessing you'll need his thumb. You don't count so good, huh?
I count fine. In fact, I am counting to 10 right now.
My friends outside just hit send.
This place is a little dead.
It'll liven up in a minute. Trust me. Is everything okay? Great. Catch you later. It would have been a lot easier. Just give me what we agreed.
We can't have loose ends. And even in that dress, no one's gonna miss you.
No. My friend over there? Every cop in the city is missing him.
That's cute. But they're not going to be looking in a place like this.
I don't know. You did just use his cell phone.
Oh.
Call me.
She's leaving. Yeah, help me.
I got the congressman.
Down there? Down there, right?
There's a gas explosion, kid.
Well, the gas is a sewer.
No one goes in there till we know what's down there.
We know what's down there, sir, the police commissioner.
Someone get this hothead out of here. And where's that DWP guy?
Why are you here?
Answer him.
I was asking you.
It's the police commissioner.
And you brought him down here.
We didn't know what to do. We just
thought... You panicked. And your weakness has cost the lives of three others.
No, he's alone.
Slash him. Then I will kill you. His body.
The water runs to any one of the outflows. We'll never find him.
Follow him.
Follow him.
I'm sorry, Mr. Wayne doesn't take unscheduled calls, even from a police officer.
And if I go get a warrant for the investigation of Harvey Dent's murder, I still count as unscheduled.
What can I do for you, officer?
Commissioner Gordon's been shot. He chased a gunman down into the sewers. I pulled him out. He was babbling about an underground army, a masked man called Bane.
Shouldn't you be telling your superior officers about this?
They asked me if he saw any giant alligators. He needs you. He needs the Batman.
Commissioner Gordon thinks...
He doesn't know or care who you are. But we've met before. It was a long time ago. I was a kid. St. Swithin's used to be funded by the Wayne Foundation. It's an orphanage. My mom died when I was small. It was a car accident. I don't really remember it. But my dad got shot a couple years later over a gambling debt. And I remember that one just fine. Not a lot of people know what it feels like, do they? To be angry in your bones. I mean, they understand. And foster parents, everybody understands. For a while. And then they want the angry little kid to do something he knows he can't do. Move on. So after a while, they stop understanding. They send the angry kid to a boys' home. I figured it out too late. You gotta learn to hide the anger. Practice smiling in a mirror. It's like putting on a mask. So you showed up this one day, in a cool car, pretty girl on your arm. We were so excited. Bruce Wayne, billionaire orphan. I mean, we used to make up stories about you, man. Legends. And, you know, with the other kids, that's all it was. It was just stories. But right when I saw you, I knew who you really were. I'd seen that look on your face before. It's the same one I taught myself. I don't know why you took the fall for Dent's murder, but I'm still a believer in the Batman, even if you're not.
Why did you say that your boys' home used to be funded by the Wayne Foundation?
Because the money stopped. Might be time to get some fresh air, start paying attention to the details. Some of those details might need your help.
You change your name, Bane?
He's a mercenary. No other known names. Him and his men were behind a coup in West Africa that secured mining operations for our friend John Daggett.
And Daggett's brought them here.
So it seems. I'll keep digging.
Yeah. Alfred, why did the Wayne Foundation stop funding boys' homes in the city?
The foundation is funded by the profits of Wayne Enterprises. There have to be some.
Time to talk to Mr. Fox, I think.
I'll get him on the phone.
No. Do we still have any cars around the place?
Yes, one or two.
I need an appointment at the hospital for my leg.
Which hospital?
Whichever one Jim Gordon's in. I have seen worse cartilage in these.
It's good.
No, that's because there is no cartilage in your knee, and not much of any use in your elbows or your shoulders. Between that and the scar tissue on your kidneys, the residual concussive damage to your brain tissue, and the general scarred over quality of your body, I cannot recommend that you go heli-skiing, Mr. Wayne.
Right.
Goddamn wallet, didn't you?
You took my wallet!
No.
Get out.
She took my...
I don't know what he's so upset about. There's only $60 in here. Probably the watch.
Hmm?
Who's that?
The stiff can barely climb out of his sports car.
So that's Bruce Wayne. Mr. Wayne! Hey, Mr. Wayne! Hey, Mr.
Wayne! Oh, sure. Thanks. Just
right there, Mr. Wayne.
Thank you so much.
Bruce Wayne at a charity ball.
His tape, isn't it?
Even before you became a recluse, he never came to these things.
Proceeds go to the big fat spread. It's not about charity. It's about feeding the ego of whichever society hag laid this on.
Actually, this is my party, Mr. Wayne.
Oh.
And the proceeds will go where they should because I paid for the big fat spread myself.
It's very generous of you.
You have to invest if you want to restore balance to the world. Take our clean energy project.
Sometimes the investment doesn't pay off. I'm sorry.
You have a practiced apathy, Mr. Wayne. But a man who doesn't care about the world doesn't spend half his fortune on a plan to save it. And isn't so wounded when it fails that he goes into hiding. Have a good evening, Mr. Wayne.
You mind if I cut in?
Thank you.
Oh, you don't seem happy to see me.
You were supposed to be a shut-in.
I felt like some fresh air.
Why didn't you call the police?
I have a powerful friend who deals with things like this. It's a brazen costume for a cat burglar.
Yeah? Who are you pretending to be?
Bruce Wayne, eccentric billionaire. Who's your date?
His wife's been a pizza. She left her diamonds behind, though. Worried they might get stolen.
It's pronounced Ibiza. You wouldn't want any of these folks realizing you're a crook, not a social climber.
You think I care what anyone in this room thinks of me?
I doubt you care what anyone in any room thinks of you.
Don't condescend, Mr. Wayne. You don't know a thing about me.
Well, Selina Kyle, I know you came here from your walk up in Old Town, a modest place for a master jewel thief, which means that either you're saving for retirement or you're in deep with the wrong people.
You don't get to judge me just because you were born in the master bedroom of Wayne.
Actually, I was born in the Regency room.
I started out doing what I had to. Once you've done what you had to, they'll never let you do what you want to.
Start fresh.
There's no fresh start in today's world. Any 12-year-old with a cell phone could find out what you did. Everything we do is collated and quantified. Everything sticks.
Was that how you justify stealing?
I take what I need from those who have more than enough. I don't stand on the shoulders of people with less.
Robin, huh?
I think I do more to help someone than most of the people in this room than you.
I think maybe you're assuming a little too much.
Maybe you're being unrealistic about what's really in your pants other than your wallet.
Ouch.
You think all this can last? There's a storm coming, Mr. Wayne. You and your friends better batten down the hatches, because when it hits, you're all going to wonder how you ever thought you could live so large and leave so little for the rest of us.
You sound like you're looking forward to it.
I'm adaptable.
Those pearls do look better on you than they did on my safe. But I still can't let you keep them.
Get her off.
Not likely. Must have lost my ticket.
Your wife said you were taking a cab home.
My wife?
Just you, sir? Don't worry, Master Wayne. Takes a little time to get back in the swing of things.
Bruce Wayne,
as I live and breathe. What brings you out of cryo sleep, Mr. Wayne?
I see you haven't lost your sense of humor, even if you had lost most of my money.
Actually, you did that. If you found your entire R&D budget to a fusion project that you then mothball, your company is unlikely to thrive.
What are my options?
Well, out if you're unwilling to turn on the machine.
I can't, Lucius.
Well, then sit tight. Your majority keep Daggett at bay while we figure out a future for the energy program with Miranda Tate. She has supported the project all the way. She's smart and quite lovely. We all just want what's best for you, Bruce. Show her the machine.
I'll think it over.
Anything else?
Nope. Why?
Well, these conversations used to end with an unusual request.
I retired.
Well, let me show you some stuff anyway. Just for old time's sake.
I figured you'd have shut this place down.
Oh, it was always shut down, officially.
All this new stuff.
After your father died, Wayne Enterprises set up 14 different defense subsidiaries. For years, I've been shuttering and consolidating all the different prototypes under one roof. My roof.
Why?
Keep them from falling into the wrong hands.
Oh, now you're just showing off.
Defense Department projects, tight geometry urban pacification. Rotors are configured to maneuver between buildings without recirculation.
What's it called?
I have a long, uninteresting Wayne Enterprises designation. I just took to calling it the Bat. And yes, Mr. Wayne, it does come in black. Works fine, except for the autopilot. Takes a better mind than mine to fix it.
Better mind?
I was trying to be modest. A less busy mind. Yours.
Oh!
Is it really painful?
You're very welcome to try it, Alfred.
Happy watching. Thank you, sir.
Bad. Not bad at all.
If you're seriously considering going back out there, you should hear the rumors surrounding Bane.
I'm all ears.
There is a prison in a more ancient part of the world. A pit where men are thrown to suffer and die. But sometimes a man rises from the darkness. Sometimes the pit sends something back.
Bane.
Born and raised in hell on earth.
Born in a prison?
No one knows why or how he escaped. But they do know that once he did, he was trained by Ra's al Ghul, your mentor.
Bane was a member of the League of Shadows.
And then he was excommunicated. And any man who is too extreme for Ra's al Ghul is not to be trifled.
I didn't realize I was known for trifling with criminals.
That was then. And you can just strap up your leg and put your mask back on, but that doesn't make you what you were.
If this man is everything that you say he is, then the city needs me.
The city needs Bruce Wayne. Your resources, your knowledge. It doesn't need your body or your life. That time has passed.
You're afraid that if I go back out there, I'll fail.
I'm afraid that you want to.
You can't short the stock because Bruce Wayne goes to a party. Wayne coming back is change.
Change is either good or bad. How about bad?
On what basis? I flip the coin.
I said no, Ryan.
Hey, Bucky, need
the helmet. We need faces for camera. Come on, let's go scouting.
the stock exchange. There's no money you can steal.
Really? Then why are you people here?
It's everybody's.
Really? Mine's my mattress.
You don't put these guys down, that stuffing in your mattress might be worth a whole hell of a lot less.
Cut the fiber cable and take out that cell tower.
Thank you.
That'll slow them down.
They cut the fiber. Still's working.
For now.
All of them up. No one gets in or out of any of these streets.
Where am I supposed to move it?
Back it up.
We just stay in your vehicle, okay?
How much longer does the program need?
8 minutes.
Time to go mobile.
Everybody up!
You two are
thank you.
Steady. Steady. I've got something.
Thank you.
you killed Harvey Dent.
The men they arrested.
He said, and I quote, they would die before talking.
Where does he find these guys?
Out in the champagne.
And can we get some girls in here?
Careful what you wish for. Nobody ever accused me of being dumb.
You're dumb for coming here tonight?
I want what you owe me.
One doesn't get.
What's up then? Those heels make it tough to walk?
I don't know. Do they? So where is it?
Where's what?
The program, the clean slate.
The ultimate tool for a master thief with a record.
Hold it right there!
Where is it?
The clean slate? Where you type in someone's name, date of birth? In a few minutes, they're gone from every database on Earth. Sound a little too good to be true?
You're lying! Viking data took it to prototype stage.
That's why I bought them. But they had nothing. It's a gangland myth.
know. They just don't care.
You gotta be kidding me.
No guns, no killing.
Where's the fun in that? Another warned me about getting into cars with strange men.
This isn't a car.
Television coverage, and you've got your taste for wanting destruction back.
I retrieved this.
Are the police supposed to be investigating them?
They don't have the tools to analyze it.
They would if you gave them to them.
One man's tool is another man's weapon.
In your mind, perhaps there are many things you can't turn into a weapon.
Alfred, enough. The police weren't getting it done.
Perhaps they might have. If you had made a sideshow of yourself.
You thought I didn't have it in me.
No, you led a bloated police force a merry chase with a load of fancy new toys from Fox. What about when you come up against him? What then?
I'll fight harder, I always have.
Take a look. His speed, his ferocity, his training. I see the power of belief. I see the League of Shadows resurgent.
You said he was excommunicated.
By Ra's al Ghul. Who leads him now?
Ra's al Ghul was the League of Shadows and I beat him. Bane is just a mercenary. And we need to find out what he's up to. Trades. Some kind.
Cody. And my fingerprint courtesy of Selina Kyle.
Get this to Fox. He can crack the code and tell us what frees they were executing.
I'll get this to Mr. Fox, but no more. I've sewn you up, I've set your bones, but I won't bury you. I've buried enough members of the Wayne family.
You leave me?
You see, only one end to your journey. Leaving is all I have to make you understand. You're not Batman anymore. You have to find another way. You used to talk about finishing, about a life beyond that awful cave.
Alfred, Rachel died knowing that we had decided to be together. That was my life beyond the cave. I can't just move on. She didn't. She couldn't.
What has she had?
I can't change that.
What if before she died, she wrote a letter saying she chose Harvey Dent over you? And what if, where you paint. I burnt that letter.
How dare you use Rachel to try to stop me?
I am using the truth, Master Wayne. Maybe it's time we all stop trying to outsmart the truth and let it have its day. I'm sorry.
You're sorry. You expect to destroy my world. And then think that we're going to shake hands.
No. I know what this means.
What does it mean?
It means your hatred. And it also means losing someone that I have cared for since I first heard his cries echo through this house. But it might also mean saving your life. And that is more important.
Goodbye, Alfred. Alfred.
Answering your own door?
Yeah. Phase 3. Seems you made a series of large put options on the futures exchange, verified by thumbprint. Those options expired at midnight last night. Long term, we may be able to prove fraud, but for now, you're completely broke. And Wayne Enterprises is about to fall into the hands of John Daggett.
The weapons. We can't let Daggett get his hands on Applied Sciences.
Applied Sciences is all locked up and off the books. The energy project, however, is a different story.
I'm going to hand it to Tate. We need to convince the board to get behind her. Let's show her the reactor.
The meeting are there in 35 minutes, so you better get dressed.
You brought me out here to show me this, Mr. Fox.
Bear with me, Miss Tate. Please keep hands and feet inside the car at all times. The reactor is beneath the ribbon, so it could be instantly flooded in the event of a security breach.
Is Bruce Wayne really that paranoid?
I'm going to bring the fifth on that one.
I thought you might like to see what your investment built.
No fossil fuels. Free clean energy for an entire city. 3 years ago, a Russian scientist published a paper on weaponized fusion reactions. 1 week later, your reactor started developing problems. I think this machine works.
Miranda, if it were operational, the danger of Gotham would be too great.
Would it make you feel better to know that the Russian scientist died in a plane crash 6 months ago?
Someone will work out. What Dr. Pavel did, someone will figure out a way to make this power source into a nuclear weapon. I need you to take control of Wayne Enterprises in this reactor.
To do what with it?
Nothing. Until we can guarantee its safety.
And if we can't?
Decommission and flood it.
Destroy the world's best chance for a sustainable future.
The world's not ready, yes.
Bruce, if you want to save the world, you have to stop trusting it.
I'm trusting you.
Doesn't count. You have no choice.
I could have flooded this chamber at any time in the last 3 years. I'm choosing to trust you. Please.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this meeting will now come to order.
Now, I'd like to point out that we have a non-board member here, which is highly irregular, even if his family name is above the door.
Bruce Wayne's family built this company.
And he himself is running...
into the ground, sir. Does anybody disagree? And check the share price this morning. Crazy gambling on futures has not only cost Mr. Wayne his seat, it's cost us all a lot of money, and he has to go.
I'm afraid he has a point, Mr. Wayne.
We're back to business.
How's it feel to be one of the people, Wayne?
Mr. Wayne, you're telling your car. I didn't know to do that paperwork. I didn't know what to say.
Looks like you need a ride, huh?
How the hell did Miranda Tate get the inside track on the Wayne board? I mean, she'd been meeting with him, she'd been sleeping with him.
Well, how do we know
her? Clearly you don't know much of anything, do you? Where's Bang?
Oh, he told him it was urgent.
Oh, where is that man?
Speak of the devil at this Salapia.
What the hell is going on?
No plan is proceeding as expected.
Oh, really? Do I look like I'm running Wayne Enterprises right now? You're hit! On the stock exchange, it didn't work, my friend. And now you have my construction crews going around the city at 24 hours a day. How exactly is that supposed to help my company absorb Wayne's?
Leave us.
No, you stay here. I'm in charge.
Do you feel in charge? This gives you power over me?
What is this?
Your money and infrastructure have been important. Till now.
What are you?
I've got some reckoning. Here to end the borrowed time you've all been living on.
You're evil.
I'm necessary evil.
You started. Why the mask?
Protect the people closest to me.
Maybe you were a loner, right? You didn't have any family?
There are always people you care about. Don't realize how much until they're gone. The idea was to be a symbol. That man could be anybody. That was the point.
Well, it's damn good to see him back.
Not everybody agrees.
I'll figure that out in the end.
You got anything on Bane's whereabouts?
Got 500 pages of tunnel records and a flashlight. I could use some help, actually.
You know what? Drop me in Old Town.
I don't think so.
Hey.
That is
he's not a mark. Andy doesn't have a cent to his name anyway.
Yeah, it's not much, but
it's more than you've got right now.
Actually, they're letting me keep the house.
The rich don't even go broke the same as the rest of us, huh?
My powerful friend might hope to change your mind about leaving.
And how would he do that?
By giving you what you want.
It doesn't exist.
He says it does. He wants to meet tonight.
Why?
He needs to find Bane. Says you'd know how.
Tell him I'll think about it.
Okay. I like your place.
Mr. Wayne? Sorry, they took all your money.
No, you're not.
Can we help you, officer?
Yeah. John Daggett's body was just found in a dumpster about an hour ago. Thought you might want to know.
Why?
Well, his name's all over these permits I just pulled to map the tunnels under Gotham. That's MTA maintenance, sewer construction, other things.
Where did you get to with the tunnel searches? Remind me to tell detail. To keep hotheads out.
We've had teams down there. It's a huge network.
I've got more men. Work a grid. I want him found.
Yeah, the masked man. We're on it.
Lose the uniform. You're working for me now. We could use some hotter heads around here.
So that could also be a coincidence.
You're a detective now, son. You're not allowed to believe in coincidence anymore.
Nobody's answering.
No. I'm on my own now.
Do you have keys?
Never needed them.
Hope you didn't like me for my money.
Suffering builds character. I'll take care of your parents' legacy, Bruce. Who's this? Where's Alfred?
He left. Taking everything.
What's that?
My power's been shut off. Good then.
When I was a child, we had almost nothing. But on the nights when we had a fire, we felt very rich indeed.
I assumed your family was wealthy.
Not always. Not when I was young. An old mistake.
I made a few myself.
More than a few. We could leave. Tonight. Take my plane. Go anywhere we wanted.
Someday, perhaps. Not tonight.
As serious as yours, I fear.
Bane.
Let's not stand on ceremony here. Mr. Wayne. Peace has cost you your strength. Victory has defeated you. Theatricality and deception. Powerful agents to the uninitiated. But we are initiated, aren't we, Bruce?
members of the League of Shadows. And you betrayed us.
Yes. You arrested Noriko. My gang, the psychopaths.
I am the League of Shadows. I'm here to fulfill Ra's al Ghul's destiny. You fight like a younger man. There's nothing held back. It's admirable, but mistaken. Oh, you think darkness is your ally? You merely adopted the dark. I was born in it, molded by it. I didn't see the light until I was already a man. By then it was nothing to me but blindness. Shadows obey you because they belong to me. I will show you where I have made my home while preparing to bring justice. Then I will break you. Your precious armory, gratefully accepted. We will need it. Would break first. Your spirit? Or your body?
Give me Commissioner Gordon. I got a line on the congressman's kidnapping.
Excuse me, miss.
Yes?
I'm going to need to see your ticket and your identification, please.
Do you mind?
Showed you a picture of the congressman. Guess what?
Don't tell me. Still in love?
Oh, head over heels. Pressing charges, though. We've made some mistakes. Miss Kyle.
Girl's gotta eat.
And you have an appetite. Why would you run? You can't hide from us with a record like this.
Maybe it's not you I'm running from.
Who then? Bane? What do you know about him?
That you should be as afraid of him as I am.
We can offer you protection. When I spotted you, I was looking for a friend of mine, Bruce Wayne. Did they kill him?
I'm not sure.
You don't fear death. You welcome it. Your punishment must be more severe.
Georgia.
Yes.
the dirt of your body. Of your soul.
Where am I?
Home. Where I learned the truth about despair. As will you. There's a reason why this prison is the worst hell on earth. Hope. Every man who has rotted here over the centuries has looked up to the light and imagined climbing to freedom. So easy. So simple. And like shipwrecked men turning to seawater from uncontrollable thirst. Many have died trying. I learned here that there can be no true despair without hope. So, as I terrorize Gotham, I will feed its people hope to poison their souls. I will let them believe that they can survive so that you can watch them clambering over each other to stay in the sun. You could watch me torture an entire city. And then when you truly understood the depth of your failure, we will fulfill Razagul's destiny. We will destroy Gotham. And then, when it is done, and Gotham is ashes, then you have my permission to die.
We're locking her up in here. The Dent Act allows non-segregation based on extraordinary need. First time she broke out of women's correctional, she was 16.
Little closer, baby.
Why, honey? You want to hold my hand?
She's going to be fine.
I still don't see the need of a board meeting for the energy project.
Bruce got a lot of things right. Keeping the board in the dark was not one of them.
How good of you to join us, Chair President. All I need now is one more ordinary board member. Mr. Fox, would you like to nominate?
No. I will volunteer. Where are you taking us?
You were right, Commissioner. Will you excuse us, please?
What happened?
Your masked man kidnapped the Wayne Enterprises board. He let most of them go, but he took three of them into the sewers.
No more patrols. No more hiders. They get every available cop down there and
smoke him out! The mayor won't want panic.
So it's a training exercise?
I'm sorry I didn't take you seriously.
Not you. You're telling me the Batman was gone. So you chase up the Dagger leads. Any way you can.
Yes, sir.
You did too, Heath, with Father Gallifuck. Who would you need his deed?
He asked how much you would pay us to let you die. I told him you have nothing.
I do it for the pleasure.
They pay me more than that to keep you alive. He would try the climb. He says there is one who did. A child. A child born in this hell.
Pain.
An old legend. Nothing more.
So,
whatever it is they want you to see, it's happening soon.
Thank you.
Turn it on. I only need one other board member. There are eight others waiting.
I won't do it.
All right, stop. Look, you'll kill this man and yourself. And you'll barely slow them down.
Nell, do your work. Take them up to the surface. People of their status deserve to experience the next era of Western civilization.
I've been to half a dagger cement plants and log locations they pour for underground construction.
Anything strange about the pours?
Honestly, Commissioner, I don't know anything about civil engineering.
But you know about patents.
Keep looking.
It's done. This is now a 4-megaton nuclear bomb.
Pull the core out of the reactor.
No, you cannot. This is the only power source capable of sustaining. You move it, the core will decay in a matter of months.
Five, by my calculations. And for the sake of your children, Dr. Pavel. Indeed, I hope it does.
Hey! Hey! That was you in front of the stock exchange, wasn't it?
When?
When half the city's cops were trying to pull onto Castle Street and your truck was shutting them out.
Oh, yeah. You're a cop.
Detective. And, as a detective, we're not allowed to believe in coincidence.
What are you doing here? What are you working on?
Mister, it's Blake. I got two dead witnesses. A lot of questions. Call me when you... I'm gonna need 4 barrels of polystyrene. That looks like motor oil right next to it. Jesus. They're not making cement, they're making explosives.
Catch me in a boat!
Only source in the operation.
They're heading into a trap!
It's a training exercise, that's all.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got tickets to watch our boys thrash Rapid City.
Right. Holy.
The trap, pull everyone out, babe. It's been pouring concrete laced with explosives.
Where?
They're gonna blow it and trap the cops underground.
Pull them out.
Pull them out, now!
Fight, or the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rockets rattled, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof.
That's a lovely, lovely voice.
Let the games begin. Control of your city.
Foley, Jesus, Blake. Every cop in the city is down in those tunnels.
Not every cop.
This is the instrument of your liberation.
Satellite shows a radiation spike.
Whatever it is, it's nuclear.
Identify yourself to the world.
Dr. Leonid Pavel, nuclear physicist.
Pavel was confirmed dead. Plane crash on an agency pull out of Uzbekistan, but
it looks like it's him.
And what is this?
It's a fully primed neutron bomb with a blast radius of 6 miles.
And who is capable of disarming such a device?
Only me.
Only you. Thank you, good doctor. Now, this bomb is armed. This bomb is mobile. And the identity of the trigger man is a mystery. For one of you holds the detonator. Now, we come here not as conquerors, but as liberators to return control of this city to the people. And at the first sign of interference from the outside world, or from those people attempting to flee, this anonymous Gothamite, this unsung hero, will trigger the bomb. And now watch the laws in effect. Return to your homes. Hold your families close. And wait. Tomorrow you claim what is rightfully yours.
Pull back the fighters. Start high-level reconnaissance flights. Get the president on the line.
This bridge, Gotham gets blown to hell.
The people of our greatest city are resilient. They have proven this before, and they will prove it again. We do not negotiate with terrorists, but we do recognize realities. As this situation develops, one thing must be understood above all others.
People of Gotham, we have not abandoned you.
What does that mean?
It means we're on our own. I have to get in front of the camera.
Well, sir, they will kill you the second you show your face.
Thanks, this is giving Gotham back to the people. They need to know I could leave.
Bane's not going to let that happen.
Are you sure he's true, Gotham's?
And you'll be dead.
Behind you stands a symbol of oppression. Blackgate Prison, where 1,000 men have languished under the name of this man, Harvey Dent, who has been held up to you as the shining example of justice.
We're just going to keep moving you until we can get you in front of the camera.
You have been supplied with a false idol to stop you tearing down this corrupt city. Let me tell you the truth about Harvey Dent. From the words of Gotham's police commissioner, James Gordon, the Batman didn't murder Harvey Dent. He saved my boy, then took the blame for Harvey's appalling crimes, so that I could, to my shame, build a lie around this fallen idol. I praise the madman who tried to murder my own child, but I can no longer live with my lie. It is time to trust the people of Gotham with the truth, and it is time for me to resign.
And do you accept this man's resignation? And do you accept the resignation of all of these liars? Of all the corrupt?
Those men locked up for 8 years in Blackgate and denied parole under the Dent Act based on a lie.
Gotham needs a hero.
He needs it now more than ever. You betrayed everything you stood for.
What's the point? Far there, when the structures fail you, when the rules aren't weapons anymore, the shackles letting the bad guy get in. One day, you may face such a moment of crisis, and in that moment, I hope you have a friend like I did.
to plunge their hands into the filth so that you can keep yours clean.
Your hands look plenty filthy to me, Commissioner.
We take Gotham from the corrupt! The rich! The oppressors of generations who have kept you down with myths of opportunity, and we give it back to you. The people. Gotham is yours. None shall interfere. Do as you please. But start by storming Blackgate and freeing the oppressed! Step forward, those who would serve, for an army will be raised. The powerful will be ripped from their decadent nests. And cast out into the cold world that we know and endure. Courts will be convened. Spoils will be enjoyed. Blood will be shed. The police will survive as they learn to serve true justice. This great city, it will endure. Gotham will survive.
He must first fix your back.
How does he know?
He was the prison doctor. He's a morphine addict who incurred the displeasure of powerful people, including your master friend.
Oh.
Many years ago, it was a time of plague. Some of the other prisoners attacked Bane. The doctor's fumbling attempts to repair the damage left him in perpetual agony. The mask holds the pain at bay.
Bane was the child you spoke of. He was born here.
The legend is that there was a mercenary who worked for a local warlord. He fell in love with the warlord's daughter. They were married in secret when the warlord found out. The mercenary was condemned to this pit. But then he exiled him instead. And the mercenary understood that was the daughter who had secured his release. But what he could not know was the true price of his freedom. She took his place in the pit. And she was with child, the mercenary's child. Innocence cannot flower underground, it has to be stamped out. One day, the doctor forgot to lock the cell. But the child had a friend, a protector, who showed the others that this innocence was their redemption. It was to be prized. The mother was not so lucky. This is Bane's prison now. You wouldn't want this story told. There's a vertebra protruding from your back. It has to be put back. Stay like this until you stand. Ah.
not think I would return, Bruce.
Hmm?
I told you I was immortal.
I watched you die.
Oh, there are many forms of immortality.
Once I had a wife, my great love, she was taken from me.
You were the legendary. Pain is your child. Your heir. I'm here to ensure the League of Shadows fulfills its duty to restore balance to civilization. You yourself fought the decadence of Gotham for years. With all your strength, all your resources, all your moral authority. And the only victory you could achieve was a lie. Now you understand. Gotham has been unsafe.
No.
And must be allowed to die.
What's that?
This was someone's home.
No, it's everyone's home. There's a storm coming, remember? This is what you wanted.
There's a chance to evacuate.
Any news, Commissioner?
The less you know, Father. How the boys doing?
Well, we've had more power on, so they've got some TV.
It's good to see you.
Blake, you be careful out there. They're hunting down cops like dogs.
Why build yourself?
I'm not gonna die in here.
Here, there. What's the difference?
Could not be done.
It's only a child, dear.
But no ordinary child. A child born in hell. Forged from suffering. Hardened by pain. Not a man from privilege.
Ground, sir.
Just
waiting on intel.
Do you have ID?
Of course not. How can we trust you?
We don't have any choice.
Commissioner Gordon, Captain Jones, Special Forces.
Captain, glad to have you here.
It's our job, sir. Now, how many of you are there?
Oh, there's dozens. I'd rather not say exactly. But the men trapped underground number almost 3,000.
What kind of condition are they in?
They've been getting food and water.
Can we break them out?
Yes, sir. Take out the mercenaries guarding the outflow south of Ackerman Park. Blow the rubble. We can make a hole big enough for 10 at a time. I'm in contact with my partner who's down there. They're just waiting for the day.
Men who haven't seen daylight in 3 months.
Police officers who haven't seen daylight in 3 months.
What about the bomb? Satellite can't pick up any radiation hotspots.
Well, they keep it on the truck. It must have a lead-lined roof. They move it constantly.
We're going to see another truck.
Well, it's one of three. We've been tracking you.
Decoy.
You don't really think he's coming back, do you?
Doesn't matter what I think.
Actually, it does. You should put your faith in something a little more real.
The roots don't vary much.
Okay. What about the trigger man?
No leads. It's a bluff. Bane wouldn't get control of that bomb to someone else.
We can't take that chance. Until we have the trigger man, we just track the device.
And meanwhile, Gotham lives under a warlord? Like some failed state?
Dial it back, officer. The situation is unprecedented. We can't do anything to risk millions of lives.
Can you tell him? Can you tell him what's really going on?
Captain, the situation is more complicated than you think. There's someone you need to meet.
Came upstairs looking for a vantage point. Found the people who run the corporation living up here.
What corporation?
Wayne Enterprises.
You good?
Mr. Fox, would you like to brief the captain?
Miss Tate's fully aware of the situation.
And as CEO of Wayne Enterprises, I have to take responsibility for it.
Why?
We built it.
You built the bomb?
It was built as a fusion reactor. First of its kind. Bane turned the core into a bomb and removed it from the reactor.
Here's the important part.
As the device's fuel cells deteriorate, it becomes increasingly unstable to the point of detonation.
This bomb is a time bomb.
And it will go off in 23 days, regardless of Bane's revolution or what we or the outside world choose to do.
Your appeasement plan might not be as practical as you thought.
Could you disarm it?
I could reconnect it to the reactor. Stabilize it.
Let's move away from this location and then call it in.
Right, let's go.
No, we'll take it from here. You stay and look after these folks.
Someone sold us out.
Your schedule, Captain.
There were people living upstairs.
Round them up for judgment. And hang them where the world can see.
Freedom is not about strength.
Bye-bye, Mr. Jump.
Survival is the spirit, the soul.
My soul is as ready to escape as my body.
Fear is why you fail.
No, I'm not afraid. I'm angry.
Gross.
after death. You think this makes you strong? It makes you weak.
Why?
How can you move faster than possible, fight longer than possible, without the most powerful impulse of the spirit? The fear of death.
I do fear death. I fear dying in here, while my city burns. There's no one there to save it.
Then make the climb. As the child is. Without an hope. Then fear will find you again.
Ah, supplies for your journey. Oh, that's wonderful. That's...
Is that me?
Rise.
Vice President of Daggett Industries, who for years has been living off the blood and sweat of people less powerful than him.
Oh, Bane, I am one of you.
Bane has no authority here. This is merely a sentencing hearing. Now, the choice is yours. Exile or death.
Exile.
So, the man in the cold sweat.
You follow the thick ice. You try to swim. You're dead in the ice.
No one made it.
Bomb goes up tomorrow. I have about 18 hours to do something.
To do what?
To mark the truck, get a GPS on it so we can start to figure out how to bring it down. Foley.
Where's Foley, dammit?
Should it be out on the street?
Here.
You let your wife come to the door when the city's under occupation?
What did you do? Bury your uniform in the backyard?
You saw what they did to those special forces.
Have you forgotten all the years we were out on patrol? When every gangbanger wanted to plant one as soon as our backs were turned?
That was different, and you know it. These guys run the city. The government's done a deal with them.
Bane's got their balls in a vice. That's not a deal.
You move on Bane. The trigger man is gonna hit the button.
You think he's given control of that bomb to one of the people? You think this is part of some revolution? There's only one man with his finger on the button. That's Bane.
Look, we've all gotta keep our heads down so they can fix this. You still have family.
This only gets fixed from inside the city! Look, Peter. I'm not asking you to walk down Grand in your dress clothes, but something has to be done.
I'm sorry, Jim. I gotta...
Keep your head down. What is that gonna do tomorrow when that thing blows?
You don't know that's gonna happen.
I hear you're looking for men, Commissioner. How about me instead?
I can't ask you to do that.
Please.
Nazi!
Steal from us? You little bastard.
Now, you boys know you can't come into my neighborhood without asking for life. Never steal anything from someone you can't outrun, kid.
Pretty generous for a thief.
I thought they killed you.
Not yet.
If you're expecting an apology.
Oh, it wouldn't suit you. I need your help.
And why would I help you?
For this. Please, Clay.
You trust me with that. After what I did to you.
I'll admit I was a little let down. But I still think there's more to you. In fact, I think that for you, this isn't just a tool. It's an escape route. You want to disappear? Start fresh.
I can't even get off this island.
I can give you a way off once you get me to Lucius Fox. I need you to find out where they're holding him and take me in.
Why do you need Fox?
To save the city.
Who says it needs saving? Maybe I like it this way.
Maybe you do. But tomorrow that bomb's going off.
Got your powerful friend on the case?
I'm trying. But I need Fox. As it approaches, flick the switch. The needle hits 200, you give me the signal. Unlock the truck, okay?
Heads up, heads up.
Commissioner Gordon, you're under arrest.
On whose authority?
The people of Gotham.
No lawyer, no witnesses. What sort of due process is this?
Your guilt has been determined. This is merely a sentencing hearing. Now, what will it be? Death or exile?
Frank, if you think we're going out onto that ice willingly, you have another thing coming.
Death. Death.
Looks that way.
Very well. Death. By exile.
Bring her to me. Time to go on vacation, Mr. Wayne.
How long until that core ignites?
That bomb goes off in 12 hours.
Unless we can reconnect it to the reactor.
Can you get Miranda out of there?
Not tonight. I'm sorry.
Do what's necessary.
Tonight I need you.
What for?
To get me back in the game.
Sorry to spoil things, boys, but Ben wants these guys to himself.
I won't forget about you, Miranda.
I know.
Thank you.
girlfriend, Mr. Wayne.
He should be so lucky.
Any move I make on Bane or the bomb, Trigger Man sets it off.
Well, they won't use radio or cell. Too much interference. Infrared doesn't have the range. It'll have to be a microburst. Long wave.
Did you block it?
Yes. But I'll need the EMP cannon guidance mount from the bat. Remember where you parked? Autopilot. That's what you're there for. Lock it up.
Who are you?
Impossible. Keep her close. He'll come for her.
Where's Miranda Tate?
Bane took her. He's held up at City Hall, surrounded by his army.
This blocks the remote detonator signal to the bomb. Get it onto it before sunrise. It might hit the button when it starts.
When what starts?
War.
Chance later.
intel tunnel's blocked by debris, but the cannons have enough firepower to make a path for people. Wait until the fighting begins.
You're gonna wage a war to save your stuck-up girlfriend?
Start it.
I got it.
We have 45 minutes to save the city.
No, I've got 45 minutes to get clear of the blast radius, because you don't stand a chance against these guys.
With your help, I might.
I'll open that tunnel, then I'm gone.
There's more to you than that.
Sorry to keep letting you down. Come with me. Save yourself. You don't owe these people anymore. You've given them everything.
Not everything. Not yet.
Open fire. Came back to die with your city.
No. I came back to stop you.
The word, okay? The bomb is gonna go off. Get out by the South Street Tunnel or over the bridge. You go, you do two blocks, and you get back to the bus, all right? Go, go, go.
Is she back?
Keep your eyes off the job.
Excommunicated Bane from the League of Shadows. His only crime was that he loved me. I could not forgive my father. Until you murdered him.
Word.
for Gotham, Bruce. I honor my father by finishing his work. Vengeance against the man who killed him is simply a reward for my patience. You see, it's the slow knife, the knife that takes its time. The knife that waits years without forgetting and slips quietly between the bones. That's the knife.
Maybe I'm too slow. The truck is under attack.
Gordon, you gave him a way to block my signal. No matter. He's about Gotham 11 minutes.
Know that I have to kill you now. You also have to imagine the fire.
About the whole no guns thing. I'm not sure I feel as strongly about it as you do.
Here, and you've got 10 minutes. We're gonna be all right. Double time, go.
It's an atom bomb.
You think they need to hear that right now? You want us to let them die without hope? Come on.
Swing.
Beautiful city and a brilliant people rising from this abyss. I see the lives for which I lay down my life, peaceful, useful, prosperous, and happy. I see that I hold a sanctuary in their hearts and in the hearts of their descendants. Generations hence. It is a far, far better thing that I do than I have ever done. It is a far, far better rest that I go to than I have ever known.
You trusted me, and I failed you.
Can I change your mind about quitting the force?
You know, you said about structures becoming shackles. You were right, and I can't take it to injustice. No one's ever going to know who saved an entire city.
They know.
It was the Batman.
Wayne's will was not amended to reflect his more modest estate. Nonetheless, there are considerable assets to dispose of. The contents of the house are to be sold to settle the estate's accounts, and the remainder is left in its entirety to Alfred J. Pennyworth. The house and grounds are left to the city of Gotham on condition that they never be demolished, altered, or otherwise interfered with, and that they shall be used for one purpose and one purpose only: the housing and care of the city's at-risk and orphan children. And my clerk can help anyone with the smaller correspondences and instructions.
Blake, John.
Living here.
Try my legal name.
You should use your full name. I like that name. Robin.
Thanks.
Why are we even worrying about the stabilization software? This entire autopilot system is completely obsolete.
Please. I just need to know what I could have done to fix it.
But, Mr. Fox, it's already been fixed. Software patch. 6 months ago.
Check the ID on the patch.
Bruce Wayne.
Any news on the missing item?
Not yet.
We better leave no stone unturned. We can't leave a string of pearls on the manifest as lost.